Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for letting us gather tonight. We know we have no abilities without you. We yield to the Holy Spirit to address our maturity tonight. Bring us in places that we've been praying and been meditating and been reading your word. We know it's not you behind. So we need to know what's happening, why things are not opening up more and more to us. As we go to church, we serve, we sow, we praise you. There are so many things you want to do for us, and we don't want to be in the way. So as we study tonight, let some insight of maturing in this area flow through this body apostolically and prophetically, that they can make changes instantly. Go deeper instantly. And so we're going to give you the praise for it. We know, Holy Spirit, you can unravel this thing for us. We've been in this jam for hundreds of years. And tonight, your aim, if I can yield to you and the ears can yield to you, you're going to open up a lot of traps that have been set. And we're going to trip them tonight. And we're going to start moving swiftly and make up for lost time. We thank you, those that are here, those that are online, those who tune in. There's a lot of pastors online tune in. We bless them and their ministries. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. Speak through us in whatever way you want to. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to let you sit down, but you got to take a lot of notes. We're going to have to base it on Ephesians. We have to look at Ephesians 3:11. Ephesians 4:11. Let me form around a little bit. I think you're going to be dealing with a matured statement that's going to sound immatured. I pray that we can explain it, that you can catch a hold of it. But it's very simple, simple words. And it's not, I don't want you to take it comical, because it's a promotion that will flow in the spirit tonight. Wow. All right? So these words I'm about to give you, don't take them lightly. Don't take them jokingly. It's something the Father wants real, real, real strongly. Yes, sir. And they're not going to sound so efficient at the beginning when I say them, because they are casual English. But the anointing or the glory that he placed on it tonight going to make a great difference in your Bible time, your prayer time, your decreeing time, and a lot of places that many under the sound of my voice, you've been stuck in that place too long. And if you listen to the insight and the revelation and the scriptures that God's going to share with us tonight, you're going to find out there's a lot of those places you've already passed up. Yes, sir. But the enemy, through deception, make you believe you're still trying to get there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So we can call this an apostolic maturing class. We've been without the apostles so long. We have so many imposters say they're apostles. And they just want to take you over like they're so deep, but they have no manifestation, no demonstration in their own personal life, marriage, or whatever.
Yes,
sir. So here in Ephesians, you know these scriptures, Ephesians 4:11, you know of these scriptures. All right?
Yes, sir.
So, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. I know I didn't give you the subject. pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saint, mark that, maturing, so you can function in the spirit strongly, for the work of the ministry. And that's why a lot of Christians have been in church a long time and don't witness.
Yes, sir.
Don't know how to witness.
Yeah.
Don't know why they should witness.
Yeah.
We got to get that straight, okay? Yes. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now notice verse 13, until we all come into what?
Amen.
And what else?
Amen.
To what else?
Amen.
To what else?
Amen.
Now most of you are not there.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell you why, because we've been under the pastoral model and the evangelist and the teacher.
Yes, sir.
And the pastor has no one to pull their coattail.
Wow.
And damn to look back.
Yeah.
Just keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to make it. The people need to be matured.
Yes, sir.
Now notice how much protection is here in verse 14.
Uh-huh.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Yeah.
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. They're trying to doctrinize lesbianism with the scriptures. We got to know what we're doing, man. But speaking the truth, now listen to that, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, you see that?
Yeah.
May grow up into him in all things, which is the head. Grow up. Which is the head, even Christ. Now, verse 16 says, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplying, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, these words carry tonight, look at me, promotion. I'm about to give you a simple subject for tonight, then I'm going to go down through it. I have been through it and passed most of the tests. That's why I am where I am now.
Yes, sir.
Y'all can't handle that?
Yes, sir.
I'm really bragging on my insufficiency.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get you in some insufficiencies. Because you got too many scriptures.
Yes, sir.
And you're not letting the scripture, what that word is? You're not letting the scriptures not visualize, not materialize, manifest.
Yes, sir.
Because you're pushing God too hard with scriptures. You're pushing him and you're doing the talking and you're not listening.
Yeah.
He told you, he'll tell you sometime, this need not go no further. But you still praying.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yes, sir. Wow.
So the subject tonight is get out of the way.
Yeah.
Get out of the way. In other words, there are times the authority of scriptures are used wrong. I want to go to a scripture right now I think I may go to that scripture. Let me write this down so you can be up with me. Because of immaturity, not in the word, not in praying, but in releasing. Not in the word, not in praying, but in releasing. In other words, turn it over to him.
Yes, sir.
Don't keep pushing him with the same scripture.
Yeah.
It might be a time not to push, but to pray.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. We got this done.
Thank
you, Lord. We got this done.
Yeah.
Say that about some of them situations right now. Thank you, Lord. We have this done. We're taught in faith. We are taught in the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But know so little about the time to receive. Because we're scripture pushers.
Yes, sir.
And that's why we were left without the apostle, the prophet, to check things and make us know that it's more than that. Immaturity is flowing without the glory. When the last time you had a glory trip? Well, you didn't have to pray?
Yeah.
You didn't have to cry?
Yeah.
Didn't have to sing, you didn't have to moan. God just came through. I see it happening in your life rapidly. From this night forward. Glory to God. Too much believing, I want you to write it down, too much believing without receiving. Too much believing without receiving. And he told me to say this to you. I'm going to go to some other scriptures. I'm trying to figure out which one to go to first because it's going to be dynamic. Let's see. I'm going to give you some things to write down in a minute. And you're going to have to listen closely. I'm not going to give you that right down before I read this to you in John chapter 5. Turn to John chapter 5. First verse. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Who went up to Jerusalem?
Jesus.
So, how can I say this? When Jesus shows up, the pool don't matter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In somewhat, the prayer you prayed don't matter.
Yes, sir.
The prayer was trying to get him there.
Yes, sir.
And when Jesus show up and you keep your eyes on the pool, you're not going to get nothing. Because the pool is all about Jesus.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
All right, now stay with me now. Because you're going to find out that you're going to get some answers.
Yes, sir.
Before you get back to your state, you're going to get some answers.
Glory to God.
And I want to say it with force. Because you are a powerful being. Because God lives on the inside of you. Your just church membership is over. You're a child of the living God. You got divine right. You got divine power. You got divine insight on the inside of you with the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Don't miss this. Verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem. Let me read the verse 1 again. Out there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Jesus, take your eyes off the pool. When Jesus show up, take your eyes off everything else. Watch what happened. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, great multitude of blind, halt, probably crying and praying, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Waiting for the moving of the water. What you waiting on? Jesus there?
Yeah.
Jesus in the pool, but they got their eyes on the pool. Watch what happened. For an angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. Take your eyes off the pool. The first verse said Jesus came in. When Jesus showed up, everybody else shut down.
Yes, sir.
And a certain man was there which had an infirmity. How long?
38
years. How long you been waiting? You've been praying. You got scriptures. You got vision boards. You got all that wrote down. And you've been praying over it. And you get some result. But I'm going to show you how to get all the results. Y'all got to back me up in here tonight. Watch what happened. And we're talking about maturity now. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity of 30 and 8 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, been a long time, right?
Yes.
He said unto him, will you let the pool heal you? He said to him, will thou be made whole? Now look at the man's answer. Look at his answer.
Yes.
He didn't ask him a doggone thing about no pool. He asked him, will thou be made whole? But when we follow these patterns, and the Holy Ghost is trying to do something new in our lives, we bring him back with scriptures. Your pet scripture is not the last answer. Your popular scripture, sometimes God don't even use it. I'm going to show you another way. I'm not going to lay a hand on you. I'm going to spit and get mud and put on your eye. Then I'm going to give you an assignment. I want you to fumble your way and find out where to pull that and wash it, because I want you to be a part of it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Set.
Yes.
Pattern.
Yes, yes, yes.
Robs us when God come to bring it to us. We quote scriptures to him. And all more time, this you got to do.
Yeah, right.
The job already done.
Yes, sir.
He asked the man, will thou be made whole? The man eyes so much on the pool, he don't recognize the pool maker is talking to him. He don't realize the pool can't work without the man who... Oh, Jesus. He don't recognize the pool can't work without the man who talked to him. The man who talked to him made the pool work.
Yeah.
I want y'all to check after this week. There's some answers you have, you don't know you got them. Because of the old pattern, you've been taught the old pattern about, you know, praying many hours, and I pray a lot of hours, and studying the scripture, you're studying the scripture, we're not knocking that.
Yeah.
But they studying the scripture and praying a lot of hours got a lot of results.
Yeah.
In other words, you should get a lot of manifestation. But if you're going to sit by the pool when Jesus is there.
Right.
And Jesus, he didn't even answer the question.
Yeah.
Will thou, he talking to somebody tonight.
Yeah.
Will thou be made whole?
Yeah.
Will your marriage be made whole? Will your finances be made whole tonight?
Yeah.
You done flew all and come drove and come all here tonight. Will you receive what you came here for?
Yeah.
Will you stop looking at that old pool you've been looking at for the last 25 years and let something fresh flow tonight?
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you he did this to you. He done, look what Jesus said. This is where Jesus checked you out. When Jesus saw him lie in the sixth verse, knew that it had been now a long time, I know I ain't gonna get for tonight. In that case, he said to him, will thou be made whole?
Uh-huh.
Now the man been sitting by the pool trying to get made whole. But he said every time he get by, he angry too.
Yeah.
Because everybody, every time he get ready to get in there, somebody step in front of him. Been there a long time. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. Ain't no man talking to you now. I'm the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. That angel who's stirring the pool work for me.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming down, another stepping down before me, Jesus said, man, I ask you that. Now, I want somebody to be lifted tonight. I'm going to read the next statement Jesus made. And that waiting you've been doing, if you listen, there's a quickening spirit in here. Listen. Jesus said to him, rise. Take up thy bed and walk. No pool, no water, and immediately. I mean, no pool, no water, no scriptures, no prayer. No scripture, no water, no pool. He didn't say go get a cup of water out of the pool. No, he says rise. What happened? Immediately. The man was made whole and took up his bed and walked on the same day was the Sabbath. But you see how he was shedding the power off? Now, you all know I believe in scripture. I study scripture. Probably y'all don't study no more than I study. I read thousands of books about the scripture, all the translation. Because I've been a student for 53 years. But yet, in maturing tonight, I want you to begin to see your meditation different, your prayer different, and I want you to expect an answer right now. See, we've been trying to wait, did that wait on the Lord. All right, sit down. So you see what happened, that a man eyes on the pool. Woo, I heard something. Your eyes can be so much on the scripture you miss God. Your eyes can be so much on the scripture you miss Jesus. Your eyes can be so much on the scripture you miss the movement of the Holy Ghost. You so busy trying to feed God the scripture, and you don't let him feed it back to you in manifestation, in demonstration, in life, in power. I'm guilty, Lord. When God dog tonight, I'm moving. You follow what I'm saying? See, you're not being fussed at. You're being floored at. Because I call every one of y'all an apostolic believer. Apostolic sons and daughters. That you're going to fulfill Ephesians 4:11-16. You're going to handle it yourself. You ain't got to call nobody else. The same God that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of you. You got power. Look at the point next to him. Tell him, you got power. It's maturing time. Some of y'all been in the church 30, 40, 50 years. It's maturing time. It's time for you to tell a snake, die. He said in his word, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Didn't he say that? So snakes shouldn't scare you. A snake is a problem that Satan has sent. It's a sickness. It's a lack. Or it's something that happened to one of your family members, one of your children, or something. Don't let it knock you down. Stand tall and believe God. God can work it out. Matter of fact, I want some people to receive a miracle in you tonight. Sit down, take notes, sit down. Get out of the way. See? You got the word. You got the anointing. But you're missing the third part of the supernatural. Which is the glory. The word and the anointing is to attract Jesus,
yes,
to attract manifestation,
yes,
to attract demonstration.
Yes.
If you just stay in the word and don't recognize when he showed up, you're still looking at the pool. You're still looking at that passage of scripture. That passage of scripture is about him. Watch, listen. It's going to be odd. The scriptures can't do nothing without Jesus. You can holler. Yeah, go ahead. The scriptures, the Bible,
yes, sir,
can't do nothing without Jesus.
That's right.
So you there with the scriptures and Jesus have walked in the room,
yeah,
and you still on the scriptures,
yeah,
and Jesus said, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Yeah.
I've done something about what you're praying about. You and I are going to handle this thing.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Lay that Bible on the side and put your hand in the air and pray to me a few minutes. I heard your prayer. I heard your prayer. I'm here to do something about it. Stop looking at the pool. Look at me. I'm the one. I paid the price. Christ said, redeem me from the curse of the law. You redeemed from the curse. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. What's your God? I want you to glorify me. Let my glory flow through you right now. I'm looking way in the back. Somebody shout at me. I don't know what's going to happen here tonight. I feel the glory of God. I feel his presence. I feel that he won't change some things. I feel he won't do some things tonight. Let him have his way tonight. Oh my God. The body of Christ coming out. We're coming out. We're coming out strong. We're going to take over every culture. We're going to shut all evil cultures down. Psh. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Somebody just got an answer. Somebody just got a deliverance. Somebody just got a victory. I'm talking about a lifelong answer. Getting it, young man? All right, get it. Get a hold of it. Catch a hold of it. Ah! Sit down. Let me write some notes. Number one, be still at all time and know that I'm God. No matter what's going on around you, don't let that shake you up. The wind blowing, the rain falling, the fire burning. Don't let it shake you. Be still and know I'm God. You're not going to be able to keep up with me through praise and thanksgiving. Always be ready to yield to my promotion. Listen now. Know this, that sometime and most of the time, my promotion will not look like a promotion. See, that man wanted Jesus to take him up and take him to the pool. Yeah. Jesus said, no, yeah, you're promoting right here. Get up. Take that bed up and walk. Now listen very carefully, because this is not normal teaching here. Get ready to turn the situation over to me. You must understand God's interruption. Turn to Luke chapter 5. Get ready to turn the situation on me. I want to interrupt your finances.
Yeah, yeah.
You won't let me interrupt it. I want to, I got to say it. I want to interrupt your finances with a seed.
Yes, sir.
You trying to get another business plan.
Yeah.
I want to really interrupt your finances with a seed.
Yes.
But you want to come up with another business plan.
Yeah.
Teaching people how to be an insurance man and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
You can't teach people no strong about finance than the seed God way. Let's look at this. We're going to look at something. Luke chapter 5. All right, I'm going to interrupt all y'all finances tonight. I'll never be broke another day in my life. The money just keep on coming. Listen to this. I want y'all to sit down. What y'all standing for? Chapter 5, verse 1 of Luke Gospel. What are we teaching about? How many of y'all know somewhat, somehow, you may have been in nothing wrong with that. You see what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to shut up and listen.
Yes, sir.
Pray in tongue 2 hours, you think you got God home. You can't hang God over no praying in tongue.
Yes, sir.
You got to be listening, baby. And stop listening to the devil talking about you're not all upright, you can't do all this. Say, no, but Jesus is. I'm crucified with Christ, meaning nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, the life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ hath redeemed me from the curse of the law, being made a curse for me, for it's written, cursed is every man that hangeth on the tree. You are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, what's your God? Are you following me? Don't let him talk to you like that. Put the blood on him. That's what David was talking about. Put the blood. Don't put no water on him.
Yeah.
Put the blood on him so the blood can pick up that thick stuff.
Yeah.
There's some stuff the water can't pick up, but the blood pick up everything.
Wow.
I need 3
hallelujahs.
Now, I'm going to say something you don't have to stay with me. The hell with this, I'm going to give what belongs to me. Yeah, it's the hell that holding it back, isn't it? Y'all scared to say hell? Now, some of y'all are real holy people up here tonight. You see, he said hell? What is it? I don't know if I'm going to listen anymore to him. And catching hell all the time. See, a pastor can't say that because he think he ain't gonna have no more memory. Where all your trouble coming from?
Yes.
Where is Satan headquartered? We're breaking his power tonight. Should I just want to run or something, man? Jesus Christ. Man. Do you know what we are? The three aspects of the supernatural. We about to go into supernatural. The word, faith, the anointing, and now the Lord is teaching us how to walk in the glory. The glory is the finished product. The glory, Satan will try to face the word. He'll try to face prayer, but once the glory show up and the person know they're walking in the glory, it's just like Jesus being on the cross. But he was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity, chastised my peace upon him, and with his stripe, he can't hold it. But my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. Got a special table I set to him. And the way he put it at. Then I wear a strange anointing. Anoint my head with all my what? Surely. Anybody else y'all feel like dancing? Watch the difference. You're going to go back to your prayer room. You go back to your spiritual project you've been working on. And you're going to have to check all minimum already answered.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. All these years, we've been studying and studying, praying and praying, paying and paying, just going through. Tonight, we come to apostolic maturity. We're going to start growing. We're going to start growing in a different, we're going to get in a different vein, because we've been taught a lot of stuff, you know. Before you got to the pastor you got now, you were taught a whole lot of stuff. And some of that stuff got to move out of the way. Man, this is a good life. Tell somebody this is a good life. Almost, I don't care what the hell you're going through, it's a good life. I don't know why I'm cussing so much tonight. It make me mad and mad. So many people who love God, doing the right thing, and can't get their life like they're supposed to be. God damn it, that's old. I ain't asking about no pool. I got Jesus right there. I'm going with Jesus. Where were we? Shut out a minute. We came to pass that as the people press up on him, I tell you, I'm not responsible for what's going to happen up in here. I'm almost through. I've been preaching over half hour. And it came to pass that as the people pressed up on him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. We just saw a sea. But the fishermen was going out of them and was washing their net, but Jesus said, well, you saw a sea. And he answered into one of the ships, which was Simon. And Jesus knew what they had been through and their business was going under. And he prayed to them and said, the only way to get out of this is sow a seed. And he entered into one of, oh my goodness. He entered into one of the ship which was Simon and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. He made them sow a seed. And when they had left speaking, he said to them, launch out into the deep. Let down your net for a draw. What a draw mean? Huh? overflow. And Simon answered, said to him, Master, we have taught all night. We've been toiling. We've been toiling with scriptures, toiling in prayer. But it's time to let you go now. We've taught all night. Good God Almighty. But have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let the net down. Remember now, Jesus had him so indirectly. He used his ship. Because he had to have something in the ground for this to come out. And when they had this done, I'm in verse 6, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net broke. Get ready for your net to break. They had toiled all night and take nothing. But once he sowed, God owed to come through for him. Y'all heard that?
Yes, sir.
And then there was so much that the business ship began to sink.
Yeah.
You ain't got no business being broke.
Yes, sir. No business being broke.
Yes, sir.
Living from paycheck to paycheck. That's not right. They old calling them bad tires on the back. You don't know if you're going to make it back home. That's not right.
That's not right. Not right.
Some of y'all are going to leave them cars side of the road. Just put it side of the road. Tell them I'm going to walk. And go and get you a new car.
Yes, sir. Come on. Glory to God. Wow.
Get ready to turn your situation over to me. Just a few more minutes. You must, come on, son. You must understand God's interruption. He interrupted that man.
Yeah.
I receive your spirit. See you, young man. Come on. Granddaughter.
Grandfather.
Yeah, grandfather. All right. I receive. See, she wanted me as a spiritual grandfather. As, that's Dan and Lena's daughter. All right. Get out of the way. It's very important to get out of the way. When David faced Goliath, David had to get out of the way. Goliath, a big old giant, looked down on him, but David knew something that Goliath didn't know. I got somebody bigger than you. All I got to do is get out the way and know I can't handle you, but I'm going to yield to him, let him handle you. Get out the way. Did he take him now? Did Goliath fall, boy? Preachers, y'all talk to me. Y'all be trying to preach that stuff. Now I'm talking about, did he fall? Y'all don't want to help me preach.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Took Goliath out. I'm going to give you one or two more. Fish in the fire funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Them three Hebrew boys.
Yes, sir.
Then Daniel.
Uh-huh.
Facing the lion den. The man went back to the line then and said, Daniel, are you still here? Yes, sir. I'm here. He said, kill all of the rest of them. The one who put him in there, kill all of them. This man got a God who can take care of me. I got a God who can take care of me in any situation. I don't care if it's a Goliath. I don't care if it's a lion den. I don't care if it's a fire furnace. I got a God who can take care of Leroy. Say your name. I got a God. I got a God who can take care of Leroy. Say your name. I got a God. Yes, ma'am. I received $300. I'm going to close now. So write this down. Sit down, write this down. These ain't going to help you. The Holy Spirit going to help you. Sometimes we keep pushing when we ought to be riding. And then the Holy Spirit is going to check you with that when you when you believe in God for something. He said, you're pushing.
Yeah.
Right. You ought to be riding.
Right.
Now, here's what God wants me to tell you, because you got to understand this. I am not going to do it the same way every time. So the other person's testimony is fine. But you and God have a personal relationship. He might send you another route.
Yes, sir.
Make your confession. Declare your decrees. But don't forget the time to just lean on me. Make your confession. Declare your decrees. But don't forget the time to just lean on me. What about the time the angels are assigned to take over for you? You know, Hebrews 1:14, that you are not all ministers of spirit. Then Psalm 91 says, the angel keep you, you see.
Yes, sir.
Let me close here. Now listen very carefully to this. There's a time to be it, and there's a time to do it. Turn to Luke 1 quickly, I'm going to close. Luke 1:34. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And he told him, behold, our cousin Elizabeth, she had conceived a son in her old age, in the sixth month with her, all y'all women getting pregnant, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, I'm convinced. The handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Angel said, she got it, departed from her. Now I'm going to show you this last one. I'm going to show you this last one. Turn to John Gospel, chapter 2. This is it. No matter what it looked like, look up here at me. No matter what it looked like, what you're going through, how small or how big it seemed, the Lord about to give you an answer now. All right? This is the most precious answer that I've ever heard in my life. I mean, I wish I could have time to ask you, what's the greatest thing you're dealing with? And I can answer this for you tonight. I'm about to answer it now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when the answer comes, the Holy Ghost is going to jump on you. Because you're going to know it. You're going to know you got it.
Yep. Yes.
You've been praying about it for 5 years, but you know, when I read this scripture, it's coming on you.
Got it.
You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
In John Gospel, chapter 2, verse 5.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to read the scripture, then I want you to get up and make a move. Here we go. His mother said to the servant, you talking about ain't got no wine, you don't do that. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Go ahead and make your move. Make your move right now. Make your move right now. Make your move, whatever he says to you, do it. All right, boys, I'm through. Quote that. Whatever he says to you.
Whatever he says.
Whatever he says to me.
Whatever he says.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm not
going to
worry myself.
I'm not going to
be in fear.
I trust God.
Trust
in the Lord with all your heart.
Lean
not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And he shall direct your path. You got it, now shout about it. Glory!